AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is running for the White House.
America is tired of hand-wringing and indecisiveness and weakness in the Oval Office. We need to have strength and decision-making and authority back in the Oval Office. And that is why today I am proud to announce my candidacy for the Republican nomination for President of the United States of America.
At a kickoff rally in the gym of his old high school, Christie says his time in office as governor has been about fighting for fairness and justice and opportunity, and he wants to do the same for the country. White House wants millions of salaried workers to have the right to claim overtime. Here's our Mark Smith.
The rules would double to just over $50,000 a year, the figure below which salaried workers must get overtime. Labor Secretary Tom Perez says right now too many are taken advantage of by being called managers and made to work extra hours for free.
These invaluable employees have worked hard to get ahead and to move up the ladder. They've done everything right, but the deck is all too frequently stacked against them.
The White House says up to 5 million workers could benefit from the change, but retail groups warn many employers will simply cut hours or shift workers back to hourly status with fewer benefits. Mark Smith at the White House.
The U.S., its five partners, and Iran agree to extend their nuclear talks beyond today's deadline. AP correspondent Matt Lee reports from those talks in Vienna.
They have extended not just the talks, but also the interim agreement that had been due to expire at midnight tonight until July 7th. That will give them more time to try and work out the final details of what they hope will be a comprehensive agreement.
An Indonesian Air Force transport plane carrying military personnel and their families plowed into a residential neighborhood shortly after takeoff. At least 74 people are dead. Officials fear as many as 100 may have been on the plane. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 20. This is AP Radio News. Striking French ferry workers protesting expected job cuts have set fire to tires on the railroad tracks leading to the Eurotunnel linking France and England, causing the suspension of train service across the channel. AP's Laurie Hinnett reports that the striking workers time their action to have a huge impact on tourist travel.
The Eurostar train service carries about 10 million people a year across the channel, thousands of people a day, and this is the beginning of high vacation season for both France and England. So you have hundreds and hundreds of people traveling on each train, hoping to go on vacation.
The strike is in response to plans by Eurotunnel to sell the ferry service. JetBlue joins almost all the other airlines charging passengers for checked bags. Passengers will now have to pay up to $25 to check a bag on JetBlue. That leaves Southwest Airlines as the only major U.S. carrier not to charge a baggage fee. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.